Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Voters in Iowa Senate District 35 are heading to the polls today for the special election to replace Chris Kernoyer. The Republican from LeClaire stepped down last month to serve as lieutenant governor. Candidates on the ballot include Republican Katie Whittington, a GOP organizer in the Quad Cities area, and Democrat Mike Zimmer, a president of the Central DeWitt School Board. Senate District 35 includes all of Clinton County, as well as parts of Scott and Jackson counties. Polls are open from 7 this morning until 8 p.m. State lawmakers heard arguments on Monday for and against a bill that would block the construction of a proposed casino in Cedar Rapids. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the bill was approved by the House Ways and Means Committee on Monday.
The bill calls for a 5-year moratorium on new casinos. It's spearheaded by Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton to block Linn County from getting a license before the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission can hold a vote next week. Those against the bill say a new casino could help keep property taxes down. It's expected to generate over $60 million in new gaming revenue for the state. Representative Sammy Sheets, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says lawmakers need to consider the bigger picture.
There is no competition in free markets where people are not displaced. Our job as state legislators is to look at this holistically, to look at the overall market, and to let the Racing and Gaming Commission do its job.
Supporters of the bill say a new casino would threaten jobs and revenue at existing casinos. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Governor Kim Reynolds told a crowd of abortion rights opponents at the Iowa Capitol on Monday that support for abortion was resoundingly defeated, with Republicans winning Iowa's elections. At the annual prayer rally for life, she said the election results show that restricting abortion can be a winning issue. Reynolds also disputed claims that defending those policies is too hard.
But Iowa's own experience proves that theory wrong. We've repeatedly won the debate at the ballot box, passed the heartbeat bill not once but twice, and then prevailed in our years-long fight in the courts.
Following years of work by Reynolds and GOP lawmakers, most abortions are now banned in Iowa around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Reynolds says the work continues, but she did not announce any new abortion restrictions. She says she's now asking lawmakers to make it easier for pregnant women to get services from midwives and doulas. Illinois lawmakers are heading back to Springfield today to start the rest of a challenging legislative session. WBEZ's Alex Degman has details.
They got sworn in about 3 weeks ago, but spent most of January back in their districts. Today will be the first time they've convened since President Donald Trump was sworn into his second term. Majority Democrats say the state's already positioned well against Trump. They've shored up policies covering immigration and reproductive health rights, for example, but it's too early to tell what else they should do. They're also staring down a more than $3 billion budget shortfall, and that could get worse as lawmakers worry about the needs of state employee pensions and potential cuts at the federal level. I'm Alex Degman.
The Rock Island Police Department is investigating the death of a teenager as a homicide after he showed up at Unity Point Trinity Hospital with a gunshot wound on Sunday. According to police, an unknown driver dropped off the 16-year-old male with life-threatening injuries around 8 p.m. He was later pronounced dead. No other injuries have been reported and no arrests have been made. Anyone with information related to the case is asked to contact the Rock Island Police Department. I'm Joseph Leahy. This is WVIK News.